Let's see, jumping on the line to answer any questions you may have about the pricing. One moment.
So you didn't know the pricing the whole time?
Yeah, Jesse will be jumping on the line.
Now I know why you would have me answer another question on top of another question.
Hi, Jose?
Yes.
Hi, Jose. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, great. So, Jose, my mapping coordinator, Jeannie, she had just wanted me to jump on the line and go ahead and apply this promotional rate she put in for your established business. But before I get to the price, did you have any questions at all?
No, I mean, let's hear the price, and then I'll see if I have any other questions after that.
Okay, all right.
I
mean,
I asked her about 3 times what the pricing was, but...
Yeah, well, so her job is just to qualify companies. I'm actually here to give you the details and the pricing, but just to kind of shoot it straight to you, Jose, I can give you a reduced rate of just $299 month to month.
And what does that include?
So that'd be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We would submit your company with up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We'd get your company on Facebook ads, get your company on mobile devices, and also get your company on Bing's first page. That also does come with a fully 5-page customized website as well.
Okay, and then say, for example, is there a setup fee or any other fees on top of that?
No, so the $299 is a flat monthly rate. There's no hidden fees, no extra taxes, no hidden costs. There are also no contracts with us, so we are a performance-based company, so we do actually want to earn your business month in and month out.
Okay, so then say for example, the website.
Uh-huh.
Say once it's, say if, for example, I run with you guys for a year, 12 months.
Uh-huh.
Then once, say 12 months come and I say, you know what, I don't need the servers no more, then you guys take the website away, correct?
No. So if you decided you didn't want to continue with the program, Jose, you would only have to pay a $99 fee for the domain name. But it would still absolutely be your website.
So it would be a fee for the domain?
Yeah, for the domain name.
And do you know what domains are available or no?
So the domain we would get you would be just like your company name. So it would be as close to possible. So platinum, pavers, and concrete.com, .net, .org, whatever one would be available.
Okay. You know, you said it's $299 a month?
Yeah, huh?
So what's the original price on something like that?
$599 with a $299 setup fee, but I just went ahead and weighed that for you all together. So it would just be the $299
to get
you in.
I mean, who knows if that's true or not, but...
Well, I mean, it's on our website. I can show you if you want. I can send you the link to our website.
Okay. And then something that, according to you, to what she said, it has to be done today.
Well, so per strict Google guidelines, Jose, we are only able to work with one business per industry per area. So that's what we're doing is we're calling throughout the area to fill the available listing we have. Now, once we've filled it, we close it out. We don't work with your competitors in the area.
Okay, so then... Because, I mean, I need to do some research on you guys, not necessarily, I mean, it's just a call out of the blue.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just sent you our pricing page and website. I just texted it over to you. actually, I'm just looking through the notes here. It did it does look like you actually talked to us this time last year when the listing was available. I don't know if you remember, but you spoke with Daniel about getting set up on Google. It looks like you guys spoke quite a bit, actually.
Well, Daniel was the one that called me. Like, you guys are calling me today.
Yeah, so last year this time, actually, it was January 5th that he called you last year. Or no, actually, it was in December. The first time he called you was in December of 2021.
It was last month.
No, no, not our company. So our company, so there definitely are other companies that do stuff like this. But really, Jose, success on the internet is about working with the right company. So just so you know a little bit about us, we've been in business for 18 years. We do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We do have that Google partnership, which is all information you can Google yourself. If you Google our business name, we have over 700 reviews with a 4.1 rating. Now, of course, since we are the best in the business, there have been competing companies that left bad reviews in an effort to make us look bad. And since the Google business profile doesn't actually verify actual clients of ours, they are able to do that. But with over 700 reviews, with over a 4.1 rating, I think we're doing something right. Having that A-plus rating.
I mean, you sure all the bad reviews are potential competition companies, or it could be, actual customers of you guys?
So the place we send our actual clients to is a site called BirdEye. And that site is also linked to our Google business profile. It has over 500 reviews with a 4.9 rating. So that's where we send our actual clients to.
Yeah, but I know BirdEye will take away some bad reviews also.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I'm familiar with BirdEye.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't doubt one customer that, like, has left a bad review, right? Like, I mean, I don't even know, like, Disneyland has bad reviews, right? I mean, it's pretty much inevitable to not get 100% good
sure?
reviews. Yeah, I'm positive. I've looked it up. Disneyland definitely
so
has
Disney
bad reviews.
I thought you say that they had 100% good reviews.
No, Disneyland has bad reviews. So that's what
everybody has bad reviews.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you show me a company that doesn't have bad reviews, then, you know, then there might be something wrong, because not everything fits to every customer.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying. So, you know, there have been people, like, that I would say at the worst that somebody has left a bad review because there's been, this is a partnership, right? Like, you're going to get the most results.
But you're telling me that it was a competitor that left bad reviews.
Yes, well, I'm
all
saying
all you guys' bad reviews are competitors.
In the business, there have been competing companies that have left bad reviews in an effort to make us look bad.
Yeah, but I mean, it's how do you know?
Because we look at all of our reviews. We actually have a person in our department that goes through the reviews.
So they said it was they worked for a certain company when they left the review.
Okay.
And
I'll give you an example.
You figure out that it was a competing company.
Okay. So if you Google our name, Local Splash, right? So there's this site called, Site Jabber. Right? And it's like this company that leaves bad reviews to make companies pay to get them off. The first review on there says they won't let you out of the contract. Okay, we don't have contracts for people. So obviously that was never a client of ours. Right? So, I mean, there are reviews like that where people say things that we don't even do. So obviously they are not clients of ours. That's what I'm saying.
No, I understand, but it's just, you know, I mean, it's not 100% sure that, you know, that the bad review comes from a competitor.
Right.
Unless you have the facts.
Well, we can verify if it's a competitor, if it's a client of ours or not, by looking at the name of the person who left the review and looking at our clients.
So, no, yeah, I understand, but it's, you know, it's just the way you said it, that's what, you know, doesn't sound right, but makes it kind of questionable, but.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I feel like we're getting kind of a little bit off track. I mean, you know, you can absolutely look through our reviews and check them out. I mean, again, like I said, we have over 700 reviews with a 4.1 rating. You know, that I'm be honest and straightforward about what we do.
I understand. No, I understand. I mean, I just like to ask questions. That's it.
No problem. I know I do. I totally get that. I mean, do you think this is something you want to move forward with, Jose?
I mean, I would possibly at 250, not 300.
Okay, well, I could do it for 249. I could absolutely do that. I like a man who likes to haggle. So I respect that.
But then here's the other question. You need an answer ASAP, and I don't deal that way.
Well, look, this is what I can do for you, Jose. It's actually the end of my day. We were actually supposed to get out of the office here about 10 minutes ago. So what I could do is I could hold this for you until the morning. But after, like, 8 o'clock, it'll go back on the floor and, you know, continue calling out until it's filled.
And then, say, how soon will you guys have a website up?
It'll be up and running within 7 to 14 days.
Okay, and then you said there's no other fees on top of that?
No, no other fees.
So no domain fees, no...
Well, only if you decide you don't want to continue. So there's a domain fee if you decide you don't want to continue with the program. But you don't have to pay for the domain to get it up and running. It would be included in that.
Okay, so yeah, I know you did say you sent me some information.
Yeah, I sent you
our
website.
Gives me some time to. No, I said that gives me some time to look at it, and then you know, if you want to touch bases with me tomorrow morning, then you know I'll for sure have an answer with you for you.
Okay. Can I call you around 8 o'clock? Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, whichever time. I mean, I have my phone with me.
Okay, I'll give you a call at 8 o'clock here, Jose, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
Where are you located at?
We're located in Orange County,
okay,
California.
Okay, so you are Pacific time. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure if you were, like, out of state or something.
Yeah, no, we're on the same time zone. Moreno Valley, I know. I know I've heard of Moreno Valley, but that's, like, up north, right?
No.
Okay, it's not.
Next
I've lived in California my whole life. I know I've heard Moreno Valley, but I guess, okay, so it's near San Bernardino.
Next to Riverside.
Okay. So
next to Riverside, have you heard of Paris?
Yeah, I've heard of Paris, yeah.
Paris, California? Okay, so it's Moreno Valley, Paris, and you got Menifee, Temecula, but then, you know, you got Riverside's probably the closest to it.
Okay, so you're probably, what, like an hour from... maybe an hour and a half from Orange County?
Depending where in Orange County.
Well, so we're in Fountain Valley.
So you're over by 405 and 22 meet, somewhere up that way?
Kind of,
like,
yeah.
You got Seal Beach and Huntington Beach and...
Yeah, well, so it's like Huntington Beach, then it is like Fountain Valley, and then... Garden Grove or Westminster.
And then there's,
so we're like around there.
And then, what's the other, there's another,
Santa Ana.
Costa Mesa's next to it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all kind of.
Costa Mesa's close by. Yeah. Yeah, it's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Which
traffic, not too bad.
Roughly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Jose, hopefully we can work out something tomorrow morning and getting you up and running with your marketing. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, have a great rest of your day.
You too, thank you.
Bye.